You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back, and we are better than ever. And we've got Eric Ross. Eric was on a couple of weeks ago before the holidays started at the beginning of open enrollment for health insurance, and we had such a response. I got emails, I got texts, I got bunches of questions. We sent him the referrals, but we wanted to have him back here in January to talk more about open enrollment and the accessibility and how you get the health insurance. I know, Wanda, you got to talk to him too. So, Eric, welcome back. Talk to me about healthcare.
How's my favorite prognosticator of all things business, Jim?
I'm prognosticating pretty good. I'm doing great, Eric. How about you?
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you, too. But there's a lot of people out there, Eric, that need you. I need you. My wife needs you. Wanda needs you. And a lot of our listeners need you because they're faced with the Rubik's Cube of health insurance.
Or lack thereof. I like that. The Rubik's Cube. I'll tell you, Jim, we're looking at just three real issues here. You have the landscape of what's going on, you have the challenges, and then you have the solution. The landscape right now is that the law has been passed. Okay, we can't go back to that. Most small businesses are opposed to it. It's mandatory coverage for all plans, and whether you need that coverage or not. The challenge is that there's skyrocketing rates, and there's less choices for alternatives out there. And there's a lot of confusion regarding maximum out-of-pocket that people have. And it all stems from lack of education. What we believe, Jim, is that we can be that single source to create the solution. The solution is us, is ACA Roadmap, is James Eric Ross. And the single source starts with education. And it follows up with guidance. And then we enroll the people and get insured. And the way that we're able to do that, it all starts with the health needs analysis, Jim. The health needs analysis tells me where we can put that individual, and we can cover all the plans. And you've talked to one of my team members. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it was really great. Your team member was terrific because I have an absolutely unique, well, I don't want to say unique, but very difficult situation. I really don't want to talk about it in too much detail, but I'm healthy, non-smoker, and then I've got a big utilizer of services because of my back, and then my wife is on dialysis and needs a kidney transplant. So we've got some governments sprinkled in there. We've got me sprinkled in there. She's, unemployed and disabled, so we've got some challenges at times about getting what we need done, if you will. And so, her full-time job's getting better. It seems sometimes my full-time job is paying for the insurance.
That's right, and you're not alone in that. And what I said before and what I want to promote right now is the fact that it's all about being educated. The best educated person wins, and in this case, winning means that you're in a plan that's right for you. So if you need all of those unlimited services, hey, let's take care of that for you through the health needs analysis. But if you're a healthy American, for God's sake, let's help you do that too. And the way that we get that done is through webinars. Every Saturday through open enrollment, Jim, there's only 37 days left. Only 37 days before open enrollment ends. If you don't have that exception, which would be a divorce, would be moving, would be a new job, or an injury that laid you up, then you can't get insurance outside of open enrollment. But with the alternatives, which we have, you can. So stay tuned. I'm at acaroadmap.com and get to our webinar this Saturday, which starts at 10 a.m. this Saturday.
Okay, and your link is on my website and on our flyer. But, Eric, what are some of the pitfalls that are – well, I'm a client. I'm just going to talk. To me, the biggest pitfall is fear. Fear and the fact that you don't know what to do, so you're paralyzed. In the end, you may end up with the wrong plan, for instance. Or the person that's buying the plan for your small business may have a focus that's inconsistent with yours. I'll give you an example. It may be that the person that's buying the plan doesn't use a lot of health care, or they're really cheap, and they want to give you, store brand instead of Bounty. Come on.
Right.
So
no,
I want Bounty.
I hear what you're saying.
I want Bounty. I don't want that paper towel that's like a piece of copy paper.
A piece of copy paper, which is not good. You have procrastination. You have a siloed perspective, which means that you're only listening to someone that only sells Blue Cross or only sells United Healthcare. And the big five out there, Aetna, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross Assurance, we cover all of those plus the alternatives. So we want to take away that procrastination. We want to give you a broad scope perspective, a global perspective, and we want to take away that confusion. Won't you allow us to take that away?
Now, when I get a global perspective and the confusion and the cloud of the fog of war of healthcare goes away, what is it that I would see if I'm sitting down and speaking with you or one of your associates?
You would absolutely see the three options that are available to us today. And you can go to my YouTube channel under James Eric Ross, search James Eric Ross, and see the workshop that we do. We show you the three options that you have, which is a temporary plan, which I don't recommend unless in certain situations. You have an ACA-compliant plan, and then you have a 21st-century alternative, which is for healthy Americans. These are people that don't take medication, maybe have a little high blood pressure or a little cholesterol. So you would see how those three options work with inpatient and outpatient. So we're going to show you the catastrophic and how each work and what your out-of-pocket would be for those three scenarios.
You know,
the
Eric,
second piece we're going to show is that typical everyday use. That's prescriptions, that's images, that's doctor's visits, that's specialist visits, physicals, and the like. And what people find is they get really excited because, oh, they're like, well, that wasn't that bad, because they're making this into a monster, and it's not a monster. It's not difficult. You just have to do it. And we want to take this off your to-do list.
Now, Eric, one of the things I'd like you to do, or maybe Bill can do it, is why don't you flip me a link to that YouTube video? We can put it up on our website.
I think that would
be very helpful to get out there. Maybe we can get Social Media 305 to tweet it out for us and put it up on Facebook, too. I think it's very important that people see things like that. Now,
critical.
Now, let's say that you're just a person, you're on your own, you're young, you're healthy. Why should you get health insurance?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, it is a mandate, and it's subject to not a penalty. A lot of people call it a penalty. It's a tax. So the other thing is if you have something to protect, and I know a lot of kids that are 28 to 35 that are making good incomes, Jim. They're out there, and they're hustling, and they're making a six-figure income. Now, to me, if you don't pay less than $200 a month, I can get them a robust plan that's going to protect their assets. That's why we have insurance.
Well, you know, yeah, I always found that insurance is extremely important, and you don't even realize it until, for instance, the other income in your two-income household goes away.
That's right, and that's the worst time to realize it. That's reactive, and we want to be proactive.
Now, somebody wants to be proactive. They finally figured out that they need to do something. They've gotten off the couch, but it's 38 days from now. What happens to them besides the fact that they incur a tax penalty?
Well, if they don't get health insurance, then obviously they're subjecting themselves to potential loss. But they do have that issue with the tax. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, there's no Nazi death squad coming in to, you know, they're nothing like that. So,
well, thank goodness for that. You know, now, Eric, what is some of the nuances? What's the most interesting nuance that you've seen when you've been underwriting this stuff for some of your clients?
When you say new, what are some of the nuances? What are some of the, what do you mean?
You know, some of the different things that somebody might not know, and they go, aha, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the biggest thing for me, Jim, is the fact that it is the, what are you spending the maximum out of pocket? What's your maximum out of pocket? Let me give you an analogy. I love analogy. My father was the king of analogy. When there's someone that goes into a car dealership and they, all they're looking for is the monthly payment, they're dead. They're dead in the water. The dealer knows that, and so they shift the terms so that it's made to benefit the dealership. It's no different with the smoke and mirrors that these health insurance providers do for these Americans. Let me give you an example. You have a zero deductible, but you have a maximum out of pocket of $5,000. Well, they just shifted it. They didn't call it a deductible, but that means if you have a $10,000 surgery, you have to come out of pocket $5,000. So I think it's the maximum out of pocket, Jim, is what people have to focus on. How much are you going to pay for premium on a monthly basis? And if you go to the doctor, how much are you going to come out of pocket each time you do an outpatient, each time you see a specialist? Fill in the blank.
Well, it's 100% ridiculous, some of these costs, unless you have the right policy. And then there's all different grades of policies. Wanda, how much more time do I have? I got 2 minutes. Let's talk a little bit about bronze to platinum.
Sure. So a bronze plan is someone that is, you know, can't typically afford it because they call it the Affordable Care Act, and I quite haven't seen that yet. Let me give you an example. I am 48 years young. As a single, a bronze plan for me is going to cost me, as a non-smoker, $560 a month. That same alternative plan is going to cost me $275 a month, fully half. A silver plan for me, 45 years old, with a family, let's just say a 45-year-old man with a family of two kids and a wife, that's going to cost the silver plan, which is a $3,600 deductible, say for Blue Cross Blue Shield, that's going to cost $1,200 a month. Well, I'm not great at math, but isn't that $14,400? Plus, they have an out-of-pocket maximum of around $6,500. So that's $20,000 a year is premium plus their maximum out-of-pocket. And to me, paying almost $2,000 a month for health insurance isn't affordable.
It's crushing. It's crushing.
The gold plan goes a bit lower. It's on percentages. So the platinum plan is going to pay the most, and you're going to pay the least. But you're not paying the least because it's folded into the premium. A platinum plan for a couple that's 45 years old with two kids under the age of 20 is going to cost over $2,000 a month.
Jesus. Well, listen, we got to go, but please, what's your website, your phone numbers, and
yes,
get
sir.
Me that link
we
for YouTube.
844-253-7755. That's 844-253-7755. And you can go to ACA Roadmap. That's like the Affordable Care Act, acaroadmap.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much. Looking forward to catching you again before the open enrollment ends. Wanda, we'll be right back after this short break again. Thank you so much to Eric Ross.